The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Well, here we are, guys. Back again with another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge over here. I'm tired today.
I mean, we both look like we just rolled out of bed, but
hair's in knots.
Just roll out of bed. We've both been up since 4 a.m. doing 5 million things.
Yeah, I went to the gym at 5:30. And then I got home and then I had to make Sophia's lunch and I'd take her to school and then I come home and here I am.
Here you are.
Yeah.
But you know, we loved this feeling of chaos so that we can recap Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Look at the hair. This is from sweaty mess in a ponytail.
It's
hat sweat.
I have hot yoga sweat all over me. Edwin was like laughing at me. He goes, because I was like, can you get out of here? We're about to start. And he's like, I know it starts at 9. I'm like, I know, but I like to like have my minute to like go through my notes and stuff. And then he's like, do you not dress up or make an effort for your podcast anymore?
Well, like,
you know what? Go away.
We're about as real as they get, right?
You know what? I don't have the time today. I said, yesterday I made an effort. He goes, yesterday you had pajamas on. I go, I know, but I put makeup on that day.
Half effort.
You know what? I got shit I gotta do. I have to do all the things. And we had to watch the show. We just spoke yesterday. Okay.
I know. There's a lot going on. This was quite an episode.
But let's start with Watch What Happens Live last night.
I didn't see that.
Okay.
I didn't watch What Happens Live.
So I can give you the backstory. So Jennifer Lawrence the other day did some sort of press thing where
I did see that.
Okay. Where she called Erica evil.
Evil. Oh, yeah.
So in true Andy fashion on Watch What Happens Live last night,
Erica brought it up.
Yeah. Erica was asked what Jennifer Lawrence said recently. And Erica's response was, well, you know, it's easy to label people when they're at their absolute lowest going through something in real time on television. But anytime she would like to come on down and mix it up with us, I'm sure that we could unmask the ugly parts of her personality.
She's never at a loss for words, is she, that Erica?
And here's the thing. Andy was, you could tell, he just, his whole face lit up. He just loved it. And he's like, look, she doesn't even budge. And then you could see for 1 second when he gave her a compliment, she like wanted to lift like one of the sides of her lips, but instead she was just deadpan.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's quick. Do you think that she was prepared for that question? She had to have been, right?
Well, even if she's quick regardless, like she's really smart. Like she, when it comes to, conversation, she's never been at a loss of words, and she's quick with it. And that's what, you know, I think people that also are quick to anger do have that ability. Like when someone stings me, it takes me a second. Like, I'm like, whoa.
Well, sometimes I'm quick, or I'm like at a loss for words. And then later on, I'm like, why didn't I say that?
I should have said that.
Damn it. Yeah. I re-roll my life. Come on, let's go back to that.
But I mean, here's the thing. One, I love watching Erica as the villain, like leaning into that. Like when she said that, I was like, one, it's true. One of us has some sort of ugly side to us. It's impossible to believe that Jennifer Lawrence is always laughing and having fun and tripping.
Hey,
and hilarious.
My takeaway is Jennifer Lawrence is watching. That's my takeaway.
Yeah. No, it's huge. I thought that was a good answer because she didn't say anything bad about Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of like a backhanded, like you.
it was a backhanded, like everybody can be unmasked.
Oh, 100%.
And I think that that's accurate. But then she did say her regrets from this season, which my delivery was not controlled. And I was so angry and beat down. And I was too reactive. I cannot change that. I can only speak about where I was at that time. It's been tough. Everyone knows. And look, you're witnessing me at my absolute lowest point in my life. I can't sugarcoat it in any other way.
Yeah. I don't know. Like we've talked about this before. I couldn't even imagine filming during this because it's probably a good distraction for her. But, you know, a lot of the show is about this lawsuit and she has no escape from it. And it's being in a lawsuit, I know how much stress at that level, I couldn't even imagine.
And I'm going to say this, and we'll get into it in the episode, but for anybody who kind of really comes at me because they think that I am too Team Erica or too, you know, whatever it is, it's not about that, but I am watching a television show where I realize that 90% of the conversation for the last two seasons has solely been about Erica.
I know.
So say what you want to say, but you're watching a show with her life unfolding, unraveling, and these women are thriving in her pain.
I know.
It's not to take away from the victims. It is not to take away from the victims, but they are two separate things. If also, you know, Sutton, Garcelle, Crystal, Dorit, Ren, like they were all showing their lives, you know, unraveling.
It's hard.
That's a different topic, but
it's a different, yeah.
We are now on we're past halfway through a second season solely revolving around Erica.
Yeah. She ain't going anywhere.
it's not going anywhere. And also, like, ladies, like, someone else give us something.
I know. That's the thing. They should be kissing Erica's ass a little bit. Now, when it comes to the victims, I mean, I'm sure she has empathy, but it just doesn't really show. And I think she's so frustrated with being put on the spot and being told, like, there's victims. And you know what? I'd probably get angry too. And I wouldn't say, like, the victims or anything like that. But I understand where she's coming from. She's out of frustration. Her ex-husband and, the law firm he was connected with is totally 100% responsible, allegedly. So, you know, she feels like, I didn't do this. I didn't know anything about this. I didn't know about the victims. Like, and then she has to take the blame for it publicly. Like, you don't ever hear them talking about her ex-husband And
right.
The best,
I mean, rarely. That's the thing. And I didn't come up with this myself. This is a fan thought that was sent in that I just think while we're on the topic, it says, I think Crystal and Garcelle were out of line to push Erica to donate the earrings. They were laser focused on the significance of it and acknowledging the implication of the case. I agree, Erica's delivery was not good, but she was hurt to be put on blast by her friends again.
Yeah, and I agree with that.
When Crystal said that donating them would prove Erica's moralities, I call BS. Crystal knows Erica is a good friend and person, and she expressed ample empathy for her in Mexico. Crystal is on a high horse, and she needs to come down from it if she wants to be respected in the group. Erica's legal battles and their friendships are separate things. I'm sure most of all the women believed Erica had nothing to do with the accusation, so why push things?
And as far as the earrings go, did she not just recently hand them over?
Well, they're cataloged. From what I'm understanding, they're cataloged.
She did hand him over. Yeah, she said it. Yeah, we just heard she said it on Watch What Happens Live. And the thing is like, she did hand them over. So it's not like she was holding them hostage and them saying, you have to hand them over. This is a lawsuit, a continuing lawsuit. You have to go through the motions. When she was asked to hand them over, she did. And I would
say, not just that. In the meantime, they want her to be in charge of them because where else are they going to put them? It's not like they just like stick them in a locker. They're $1.3 million earrings.
Right. I think when it comes, most people have not been in major lawsuits. They don't understand, you know, the process. And
but
she,
yes.
It's not like she was like, I'm not going to hand them over when the judge said to. She did.
Yeah. And I think it'll all hopefully keep playing out. I'm not saying Erica is not at fault. Obviously, this episode starts with her saying dumb effing and.
Well, she's got away with words.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. Sure. I am not discrediting her mistakes, but yeah. I'm also saying she's not alone here. But
yeah,
the next thing that she did say on Watch What Happens Live was. Andy said there was no cast picture, and he says, when you see it, you'll see why. And Erica said, Watch What Happens Live, that the reunion was so bad, none of the women took a cast photo or even did a group hug. Andy said he had noticed there was that happened, and that's never happened before, and he did not want to push it.
Well, I had texted you, remember? I'm like, nobody went out afterwards except for Crystal.
Yeah. And she didn't go out with other housewives.
Yeah, not other housewives. She also said at the reunion, it was a lot and it was really trying. Hard to see family dynamics in front of us. It was tough. But the fact that it sounds like, just from that family dynamic, it must have been very rough on Kyle and Kathy.
Yeah, I mean, I think we start to see the writing on the wall in this episode. But
there is a little
I did ask Erica, I said... on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad was the reunion? And she said, a high 9.
High 9.
And like for her to, like for what she's going through and for her to say a high 9.
Yeah. I'm like so curious to what happened.
And she's not one to be like over deliver, like say something's more dramatic than it is.
Yeah.
So I was like, shit.
How many more episodes do we have? Beverly Hills, do you know?
I don't
know.
We're
on 18 right now. I'm not sure how many there's slotted
for. I'm guessing like 3 more or something, I don't know.
But I feel like they're going to be very heated.
Yeah.
I mean, after the end of this episode, I'm like, what happened?
I know. Believe me. We got to get to that because I got a lot of tea.
Oh, boy.
The next Housewife headlines is Diana Jenkins and Lisa Rinna won't be at BravoCon, but Garcelle Bouvet, Erica Jayne, Dariq Kemsley, Crystal Minkoff, Kyle Richard, Sutton Strack, and friend of Kathy Hilton will be there. When it was announced that Lisa wasn't attending BravoCon, fans went to all different, you know, they've gone down all the rabbit holes. Deciding.
Well, I am too. And I think I figured it out.
I mean, I asked her, I said, Rinna, why aren't you going to BravoCon? And she said that she will be in Paris with Amelia. So I'm guessing it's Paris Fashion Week or whatever.
Or she quit.
Or, yeah, I mean, it could be any of the ors. But right now, what the press releases are saying and what she's saying is she's going to... Which could, but both could be true.
Yeah.
Both, you know what I'm saying? Both could be true. I was not shocked that Diana Jenkins wasn't going to be there, but guess, you know what? There's going to be 140 Bravo celebrities there. You can get your tickets at BravoCon2022.com. There's so many different activities. So make sure that you get your tickets. Plus, then you can give Tam and I crap in person.
Yes. Yes, you can. And it's so much fun. I mean, there's so much interaction with the fans and picture taking and so many, they have so many different things. Like the first year I was on, they had a whole like museum of all our reunion dresses. Like, oh, that reminds me, don't we have to send those in?
Oh yeah. And which reminds me, the fact that I actually really looked at the panel and I need to walk in a fashion show with Chanel Ayan, Eva Marcel, Dorit Kimsley, and Paige DeSorbo.
Now, what are you wearing? Is it something you're wearing? Is it like your reunion dress?
Well, this
or
is
something?
What I asked. At first, I was like, is this something like, am I supposed to wear one of the things I wore from the past? And I was like, if so, I have to wear my ice skating outfit that I wore to Vegas my first season. I had to call Laura, who did my hair, and said, hey, do you still have that ice skating outfit I borrowed from you? And she was like, I was thinking that would be funny, but I think we're supposed to wear something new, which is even worse.
So you have to pick something.
Yes. And you know, those girls, like one, Eva's a supermodel. Chanel's a supermodel. Paige
can you imagine what Chanel's going to wear?
I mean, have like flowing feathers.
Like, you feel like you're going to have to hold the back of her dress and walk behind her.
I might as well just hide under her dress and crawl.
The only thing I have left is my magic carpet jumpsuit from my last reunion.
Oh my gosh.
It was a retrofit, one shoulder sleeve, gold lame. And it just looked like the way that it was like, you know, around the ankles, tied around the ankles. It looked like I was riding the magic carpet.
I also think sometimes shoulder pads can go wrong for a gal our height.
Well, yes. I recently wore one with shoulder pads and I got home and ripped them out after I saw the pictures.
I just went about I found a dress yesterday and I was like, I'm not sure this is the best look for me. But anyways, get your tickets. Next Housewife headline. Does Real Housewives of New Jersey, Teresa, ever plan to reconcile with Joe and Melissa? E! News article. According to Teresa, season 13 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey is going to be very sad. A lot has happened since season 12, wrapped up in May, such as Teresa tying the knot with her husband. But perhaps the biggest drama that's gone down is between Teresa and her brother and sister-in-law, Joe and Melissa Gorga, as they skipped out on the Star's August 6th nuptials. It's so sad, Teresa exclusively told E! News. It's not how I wanted things to end up. Following the wedding, Joe and Melissa clarified they chose not to attend the festivities, and Melissa saying there was something that went down at the finale filming. As for whether Teresa thinks the three of them will make amends one day, no. That's really it, she said. That's it.
Too many Housewives shows to keep up with.
I know, but I think we're going to have a little surprise on a little change, Joe, on who is a housewife this season.
Okay, so we have housewife shows that just ended. So we're doing a whole switch over here pretty soon too.
Yeah, I'm excited for the switch. I've been rewatching
Potomac
some of
is
Potomac.
Coming, right?
Yeah, it's good.
I just started watching Potomac. So I'm watching last season.
Right now, before we get into Beverly Hills, who's your favorite from Potomac from what you started watching? Just first instinct.
Oh, God. I don't know. I kind of like them all. I like Giselle just because I've met her before. That new girl, Mia. So she's something else, man. Something else. I like them all. I really do. I think they're all great. They're very entertaining. That's for
sure. Very entertaining. All right. Let's take a quick little break and we'll come back and recap Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, what a thrill.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage, for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, friends, we want to tell you about another really special podcast we love, Dinners on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinners on Me is the show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Join us as we step out of the studio and into some of the most acclaimed restaurants around the world with surprise appearances and a spoonful of foodie fun. Your unique access to high-profile cultural luminaries is served here. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, we are back. And Beverly Hills.
What a show.
What a show. They start with, you know, the flashback. There's a lot of flashbacks this episode, I can say.
Yes, a lot. There was.
And it's Lisa telling Erica on the car ride home the night before that she knows Erica did not do it, but it is horrible for the victim, so she needs to learn to separate it. Erica says what she is going through ain't nice, and everyone wants to curl up and be her to be nice, but she won't apologize for this shit. Obviously said incorrectly, like,
right. I mean, again, it's her delivery for sure, but I would have to say I definitely liked Kyle speaking her mind against Erica.
Yeah,
like they have been all of them like this all together for so many years, and now it's like, you know, and I know it's probably killing Kyle.
Well, of course, you can see in this episode how much it hurts Kyle when, you know, she's not the peacemaker, like not, you know, at peace in her friendships. But I think that shows a dynamic of the level of friend that Kyle is. When you see a Crystal or a Sutton or even Garcelle talking about Erica, it's mainly just to like get at, you know, like,
yeah,
bam, bam, bam. When Kyle's doing it, she's doing it as a friend.
She is.
She's got trying a big heart. To help
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
And like, hey, listen, I'm trying to have your back, but you've got to change this.
You've got to change. And I was so happy when she said that, because she's so like been, you know, keeping her mouth pretty tight about this whole situation.
Yeah.
But Kyle says her feelings are hurt that Erica packed up and left her house in the middle of the night to go to Diana's hotel. And I love the flashback.
Hold on. Maybe she was on her period again.
Oh, God. I don't know. Yeah. Like, and then they show the flashback with Dorit. Now, I'm a little upset with Dorit this episode.
This was not a good episode for Dorit.
Well, she was playing both sides. I think playing both sides.
I mean, y'all know I love Dorit, but she is straddling the fence so hard. She's going to need a tetanus shot.
Or maybe episiotomy stitches.
No, ma'am.
She has sliced up the middle.
It's like, please
stop it.
Stop it. I know.
And another thing, I can't deal with the baby voice. The baby voice.
Who did the baby voice?
Dorit does sometimes.
When did she do it?
Oh, darling. Da, 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 da. Oh, when didn't she do it?
I don't know. But then we get to shopping and all kinds of things. Well, also the fact that Erica and Dorit are both with Diana now, who I confirmed yesterday by watching Diana's Insta story, had glam with her. And then if you notice,
they're all glammed.
Those three are like glam to the nines, and they arrived at separate times to that store where once again, I'm like, please, Dorit, for the love. She's like, I know everything about this store. I'm like,
I know. That's when she was using the voice. This is so chic.
So chic again. It's just so chic.
I have every piece. And I went to and he's like, oh, that's our original store.
And like, oh God. And he's like, I love people that know about the brand. But anyways, they're doing that. I honestly continuously forget that Diana's even there, even though she's speaking.
I know. And then Erica, as they're talking, please, Erica, don't threaten me with flying commercial. I'm going to leave and I'll take a commercial flight.
Well, you're missing the part where Erica walks in another fur and I think the earrings.
Don't threaten me. I will take a commercial flight right now.
Don't make me do Southwest because I will.
Don't make me spit my water. I will be in C group. Don't I will.
I'll check in later. I don't care. I guess I'll put my Louis Vuitton under the seat. But
I'll eat the peanuts.
I won't get a free alcoholic beverage. I'll pay for it. These are all, you know, either way, they're talking about it. Erica is very, like, you know, of course the editing is genius here because she's like, do you think the girls are going to congratulate me now? And then we pan to the Crystal being like, well, Crystal's like on Reddit, like,
I know. Well, they
actually, it doesn't actually mean that it's dropped. Also, it means they're filing a new lawsuit in Los Angeles.
I love it. It started out with Kyle.
Did you read the news?
It's been a win.
It's a win for Erica.
How did she say it's not a win? It definitely was a win for her.
If it's refiled, a win, but now they're who knows?
But how does she know that they're going to refile?
It was in the article. There was an article, but it's also all over Reddit, which, by the way, we should do a Reddit Ask Me Anything.
I don't do Reddit, but okay. No, just one more thing to add to my list of
we should do
social platforms.
Yeah, come on.
But I love when the girls are like walking past the store. Oh my God, there they are. Don't unlock the door.
I love that it. Then you see Kathy, she's like got the mask on. She's like, oh, also, what about Kathy walking to the car?
I mean, it was comical. And we need a little comical relief. And Kathy, I was actually dying. She's like, these are made for the snow. They're wedges.
They are wedges. Okay. But then we get to Kimosabi, which I can say is the most incredible hat store ever.
So you've been there.
I've been there. I have a couple of hats. I have my Tequila Terry hat. You can probably see them back there. But I love Kimosabi. And it's really a fun experience. There's music. They like delicious drinks.
Why do they light the hats on fire? Don't they just go up in flame? Like dust?
No, it's like to distress them. But one thing I need to say.
Yes.
Is I went a little down the rabbit hole on the World Wide Web. The WWW. I pulled a Crystal Mink off and I did some research.
Okay, attorney at law.
I'm not an attorney at law because I don't know anything about attorneys, but I do know about sleuthing. And Casa del Sol, the tequila, is Eva Longoria's tequila.
That's what I thought.
Yes, I'm so confused because...
Well, she just said she was an investor, so it's not really hers. We invested in Oura Ring. Does it mean I own Oura Ring?
Yeah, like, it's not like you got a piece of what... Like, a big chunk of when I bought Edwin's Oura Ring. Like,
right, like, yeah.
So I looked at the launch party pictures. She's not there. You know, like, whatever. They follow each other on Instagram. But Casa del Sol... By the way, both of our husbands... first language is Spanish. Yes. You know what Casa del Sol means?
Home of soul.
No, I'm not a Sun, for fark's sake.
Home of the Sun.
Okay. So the drama is all made about, you know, trying the tequila or whatever. I do know that when Rinna ordered 818.
And by the way, I really hope that Kendall paid her for that commercial.
I hope everybody's paying for all. Well, I can say I've never wanted to try Casa del Sol more than I do after this episode.
Me too. When they said sweet tequila, I'm like, I'm in.
I know.
I'm in. Give
Rinna
me some of
didn't
that.
Actually
Kendall,
know.
Can you send me some?
Yeah. Sorry. Rinna didn't actually know that Kathy's tequila was there at that point in time. Like it wasn't.
It wasn't known.
So like
wasn't,
Kathy came and displayed it and did all of those things. So
Kathy's working hard for that tequila business. It's not hers.
Well, and even Garcelle says, you know, which I laughed. I do love Garcelle's confessionals. Like she's like, Garcelle's like, are we under contract with Casa del Sol?
Because I know that was funny.
I haven't gotten my paycheck.
By the way, this is not the first time she's brought up this tequila. They have done multiple flashbacks of her trying to promote this tequila that's really not hers on multiple episodes.
Okay. So Rinna orders the 818. Then you see Kathy go up to the bartender and not speak to her the best.
Wait, what do you mean?
She goes up to the bartender and she's like, this is my tequila. Can you
Kathy, I thought you said Rinna.
No. So right after that happens, I don't know how it's all going down, but Kathy seems, you know, all of a sudden, not even like at first, it seems like she's pissed at Rinna. Then she's mad at the bartender.
Bartender, yes.
And then she's furious at Kyle. But what I want to point out is after Kathy left and all the drama and she's like, you can see the other side of her, which I think.
Yeah, but nothing that bad right? went down. So it doesn't warrant her freaking out and leaving the building like Elvis. Like, what is she doing?
And like, did she ever even tell any of them she was really upset? But
it was weird.
If you watch the end of that that end of that scene, all the girls are doing shot skis with Casa del Sol.
Yeah.
They're promoting and drinking the brand.
It made no sense for her anger at all. I didn't get it.
And if you are going to be angry with somebody, why are you mad at your sister, not at the person who ordered the other tequila unknowingly?
Or the bartender? Yeah.
Or,
and also, it's not like they're at someone's private, you know, one of their houses and they're having a party and her tequila's there. They're at a bar with multiple different brands of tequila.
Yeah.
Like, she should just be happy that brand was there that she put on the wall.
Yeah, but I and then you see the poor bartender like feeling so bad going to Kyle. She's like, I'm so sorry. I was using the tequila. I don't know.
I know.
I don't like that. Something for me, like a real friend ruiner for me is the way that people talk to anybody in the service industry.
I just had this conversation with somebody else.
Like I have a friend who I love, but she's so rude.
There's no reason to be rude.
I don't even go to meals with her anymore.
Well, that's your character. That's your character. She's probably degrading. She's probably thinks she's better than people.
It's like a supreme type behavior.
I'm suspecting she's got a lot of money. And she feels like everybody's beneath her and she treats staff. Like if you're that person, you're an asshole.
And like not using, I mean, the first thing I say to my kids every time they ask for anything, I'm like, did you say please?
Please.
Did you say thank you? Did you make eye contact? Like all of those things. Like, so for me, that is like, it rubs me the wrong way.
Big time.
But then Dorit calls.
The FaceTime. You know,
FaceTimes Kyle, and you can tell Kyle's already upset about the Kathy thing. I think you really see it this episode is like Kyle really wants people to be happy when she's setting things. Like she's really excited to share this.
I really don't think Kyle did anything wrong in this episode whatsoever.
It was a good episode for Kyle, but it made me sad.
Yeah, I know. I was heartbroken about all of it. I mean, she went against Erica, which you know she didn't want to do, but she had valid points.
And then Dorit calling her and knowing how like excited Kyle was to show her that. And then, I mean, Dorit could have, one, Erica's not the type to care if Dorit was like, hey, let's keep it in mind. Aspen's like a mile long. Like you saw how quickly Rinna got.
Walked downtown, yeah.
Yeah, like it's not you can walk to every place quickly. So like Dorit could have easily been like, Kyle, oh my gosh, you're sad. I'm going to run over there for 20 minutes so I can check out your favorite place.
Kyle.
But instead she made it about her.
I know. And it wasn't a good look for Dorit. She looked like she was playing both sides. And I was a little bit shocked on some of her conversations with Erica. Like, what? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. And I don't know. And then they get more into the conversation and Diana says she loves to take people into her safe house. And I'm like, AKA the Hotel Nell and where your glam team is. And it's exactly. Already been removed from evil. And then
what did you think about Kyle pulling Erica to the side and telling Erica that the victims are not her problem? Erica saying victims are not her problem. It's the Girardi Keese problem.
Obviously, I feel like we're beating a dead horse. She's consistently saying the wrong. Erica says valid points and then screws herself up by.
Yeah, she just missing, you know, the empathy gene or something. Like, okay, yes, you know what? This is a legal issue. This is between Erica's ex-husband and the law firm. And yes, I feel horrible about it. I just have to write it out. It breaks my
just like, bear so, with me.
Bear
guys.
With like, me, guys. Like, you don't
like,
know.
Like, of course I have. Like, I wish she would have just repeated the same thing over and over again. Like, bear yeah. with me, guys. This is terrible. I hate watching it play out. I can't wait till we have all the answers.
But it is a process. It's a process. And it's going to be a very long time before this lawsuit is over.
Well, what about when Dorit walks in the house? And she slams her bag down.
And very dramatic.
And then Kyle's still crying. And then Mo comes in.
Oh, there he is. The 15th housewife.
Mo comes in. They kind of clear it up.
Well, he was. I did like him in that scene because he was kind of the voice of reason.
But I do love that he goes, let's just move on to the next one.
Yeah. I did like that scene. It was cute.
Oh, then they're still trying to talk about it. Like Kyle and Dorit are kind of going in circles. And Rena's like, let's put a pin in it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, friends, we want to tell you about another really special podcast we love. Dinner's on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinner's on Me is the show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Join us as we step out of the studio and into some of the most acclaimed restaurants around the world. With surprise appearances and a spoonful of foodie fun, your unique access to high-profile cultural luminaries is served here. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, did you find that Renna was very, very calm this episode? We've seen Renna, like, every single episode almost explode or yell and scream and F you and this. She was very, I felt like she was very calm.
But I think.
Is it like I've done enough?
Something I've noticed about Renna's personality is when there's the pressure of like making the show added to her own pressure. That's where you see kind of that other
side
of her.
And I totally can relate to that.
Yeah. And I think that she had already had a couple breakdowns a couple episodes before. And now she was more just in like,
I just want
to. She was back to like therapist Renna this episode. You know, like the nicest Renna you've ever seen this episode.
I loved it. It was a nice break.
But she's like, let's put a pin in it. They go to the restaurant and I mean, Dorit is just, ugh, I haven't eaten pizza twice today.
Oh my God.
And then Garcelle says there are different rules within certain people in this group. Erica and Kyle talk for 2 minutes and are good. And then Erica holds a grudge for Sutton for years. So there's a double standard.
Well, that's because Erica and Kyle are really good friends. And I think when you're really good friends, you can get over things a little bit quicker. When you're, you know, friends with somebody, but they're maybe not your favorite, you tend to hold on to those, you know, bad feelings for a little bit longer.
But I also think there's a difference between what Sutton said when Sutton was saying, you know, I'm worried about my reputation being friends with you versus what Kyle's saying, which granted, yes, there's a closeness to the friendship, but there's also a difference in delivery. There's also a different an intent when you have that friendship versus you're just trying to call people out on their crap.
But I think
with when Garcelle said the drinking thing.
Yeah. But I feel like Sutton is such a socialite and she is that person that's very worried about her reputation. And I can kind of understand that. But
I can understand it too. But like, that's one of those things you could maybe either just distance yourself from that person. And if you need to talk about them behind their back, but I don't know that she needed to say that to Erica.
You're promoting talking behind the back.
Well, I mean, and like, what is the point? What
is the best way to go?
What is Erica going to do? Sit there and not fight back? Like the, I know that.
I know. But I love the next little bit here. Cause this is where Crystal becomes, you know.
Oh, which part? You go ahead.
Crystal tells Dorit that she lives with a moral compass and likes to know that people she surrounds herself with share that. Crystal is not surprised that Lisa, Erica, and Kyle are laughing and making light of last night. Crystal says if she did what Erica did, they would not make light of it and would go on forever. She asks Erica why she called her an asshole, and Erica says, because you are.
I think what we're seeing is Erica doesn't play to the audience. She just doesn't.
Erica doesn't play to anybody.
Yeah, Erica doesn't play to the audience, no matter what you think about her.
No.
And I think that makes more authentic television. Does it always make you likable? No.
No, but that's okay.
You can feel when, like, even when Crystal's going over there, granted, yes, I agree with 90% of what Crystal said. I also agree with points that Erica made. I'm not saying that what Crystal said is wrong, but when I saw the conversation between Crystal and Sutton, and Sutton and Crystal are deciding who's going to go up and get her, I'm like, guys, you're totally pandering to exactly, like, you're falling into the trap of, you know, you both want to be liked by everybody. You want to be the fan favorites. So you're not even feeling like you
want to. Did you worry about being fan favorite when you were on the show?
I did not It wasn't that I was worried about being fan favorite. I was,
'cause that's a thing. That is definitely a thing. Yeah. There are housewives that just want to be a fan favorite, don't want to rock the boat. That is the least of my concerns.
I didn't know. Favorite. I mean, I can say this. My first season, people really loved me. And then I tried to continue, but that was because of the edit or what, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
every first housewife, first season always gets a pretty good edit.
Diana really got a great one.
Well, she didn't do anything. She hasn't really done anything. So.
Right. It's different. But I think that it wasn't going into my second season. It wasn't necessarily. I think I just was too in my own head. It wasn't
the first
season's
audience. A learning curve for sure. Yeah.
First season, it was just figuring it out. But my second season, it was more then I became too self-aware, which I wish I could be the way I am now and not be so self-aware. But
so if you went back, you'd totally.
I'd be the way
yourself.
This is who I naturally am.
Yeah.
I just got nervous. So sure. I don't know if that's what Crystal's doing. Because you can see it's she wants to be liked by the audience. She wants to be liked by Garcelle. And but then she also goes right back to Erica. Yeah, Erica, you're right. You were so kind to me. You were I know.
Yeah. Okay.
And then
the text messages. Okay. Now, are these tech? I mean, we've all, if anybody is following Lisa Rinna on social media, she started in on Kathy months ago that something was going to come up. And all, is this part of what she's talking about?
Yes. Okay. So it says, several hours later, then you see them in a car. I believe it's Rinna, Kyle, and Kathy,
yeah.
And I'm just giving you backstory. So you
Kathy
know,
and her camo.
Yeah. And at this point you can tell once again that Kathy has never told Rinna she's upset about the tequila or anything like that, because Rinna is saying they're going to a place in Aspen. It's called the Caribou Club. And it's
now,
really
where there are no cameras in that.
No cameras are allowed in the Caribou.
Okay.
Club.
So this makes sense. So this
okay,
is off
so
camera.
No
shit.
Yeah. So there's really specific rules about
I'm
the Caribou
surprised
Club.
They let him go.
Yeah. They're riding over there and you see Rinna saying to Kathy, because Caribou Club has a really strict dress code. And they also have a rule of you cannot wear a coat in. Like when I was there over New Year's, we were with Ashley Simpson and her husband and somebody didn't want to take their coat off and they wouldn't let them in. Like that, it's all the things. Yeah, okay. It's very strict.
It's very snooty.
Very snooty, but you hear Rinna say to Kathy, you're Kathy Hilton. You're going to get in. Don't worry about it. There's no issue there. And you don't really see an issue with Kyle either. Then you see later that night, Lisa texted Erica. I got into a sprinter with Kathy and she had an absolute meltdown. I've never heard or seen anything like it in my life. Anger, screaming, throwing things, crying. I'm locked in my room. The hatred just came out of her towards her sister. I'm speechless.
Question. These texts are after they've come home, right? On their way home, not on the way there. So on the sprinter, on the way back home, Kathy had a meltdown.
I can tell you what I know of that night. I know that when they got to Caribou Club is when Kathy started. I'm not going to say the things Kathy said, but that's when shit really started hitting the fan with Kathy. Way worse than what happened at Kemosabe.
Okay.
And they all walk in. Rinna sneaks in with her coat. They let her in. The only other person that's ever been let into Caribou
Lisa
Club.
Rinna.
Well, the only other person that's ever been into Caribou Club allegedly with a coat is Mariah Carey. But anyhow, somehow, and do you remember Rinna's outfit that night? It's this crazy, faux fur, over the top.
Yeah.
I'm how the hell did she get in there?
But why wouldn't she take your jacket off?
Because she thought it looked cute with her outfit. So she tries to sneak in.
Oh, dear Lord. Who cares at midnight?
Whatever. She sneaks in. All the other girls have to give their coats. So when things start to go badly with Kathy, I know that Crystal and Rinna are trying to leave together and Rinna can walk right out with Kathy because Rinna already had her coat on and they had to wait for Crystal because Crystal's coat was still at coat check. Okay. And because it was taking so long, Crystal sent a text to Rinna and just said, go ahead.
Gotcha.
It's taking too long. So that is the history of why Rinna is by herself with Kathy. I would never expose what's said, what goes down, nothing like that. Like, you guys have to keep watching for that. But that's why, you know, I don't know if that'll ever be explained, but that's why it was solely Rena with Kathy, because of the copes.
Okay.
But then go ahead and read the texts.
So Kathy Hilton text shows at the end of the episode, I got in a sprinter. Now this is Lisa texting to who?
I don't know. We don't know. Erica, but I don't know who it is.
I thought maybe Erica. I got in a sprinter with Kathy and she had absolute meltdown. I've never heard or seen anything like it in my life. Anger, screaming, throwing things, crying. I'm locked in my room. And then whoever she's texting says, oh my God. And then at 12:53 a.m., Kathy texts, I think Lisa, silence is golden. I'm staying silent. And then this text is cut off. Something.
Oh, well, no, it's because this is, all right, the text right here that you, that Kathy's texting to Rena says, silence is golden. I'm staying silent. That's at 12:53. So after the freak out, but then Rena posted on her stories the full text.
Well, she did that last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rena texted, please, please, please don't say anything we discussed. Otherwise, it will make a huge scene that everyone gets dragged into. No bueno, spelled wrong. Please, it goes further than you would want to know. Silence is golden. I'm staying silent. So Kathy is texting Lisa, you think?
Yeah, so that's the... So allegedly, we have no idea, but... What the episode showed was that text message, silence is golden. I'm staying silent.
So that last part was removed. That's what Lisa Rena posted on her Instagram last week. So she put the full text message out there. And
so what I'm guessing is she watched the episode before the reunion.
Uh-huh.
Sees that only a percentage of the text message was shown.
Oh, yes, yes. So she got pissed off.
So she got pissed off, I'm guessing, and then posted it on her story.
Okay.
The full text.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. So, I mean, there is no way of proving text messages. I don't even think, I mean, putting on my lawyer hat, borrowing Crystal's plaque. I don't know that, like, text messages are even admissible in court or whatever the word is. I don't know.
Oh, yes, they are.
They are?
Yeah. Yep. They have to go into your phone and get them though. You can't just.
Yeah. I mean, I think a screenshot, I mean, believe me, I got killed for a portion of a text being shown. And that was a portion of my text was shown because I broke the fourth wall above it.
Yeah. I mean, they frown upon this when you start sharing text messages, especially if it is show related. And it's, I mean, obviously part of these texts were shown in the show. So I'm sure they're not very happy about that.
Yeah. So this is now very messy because.
Well, now I need to see more text messages.
Well, I think that's it. I think that's all the text. Yeah. I mean, I think.
So do you think that she, Lisa never responded to this? Please don't say anything we discussed.
I don't know. I didn't ask. I don't know.
I'm assuming they didn't get into a huge fight because they drove off. They drove home together.
No. The fight happened at Kyle's house.
Oh, at the house.
But okay, it wasn't a fight. By the way, it wasn't a fight.
I thought it was something that happened at the club.
Things were happening at the club. So they left.
Oh, okay.
Like the same way that Rena left with Erica.
So
like,
you know too hitting... much information. Me as a viewer, I don't know all this.
Yeah. So that they left and then things went down after. That's why she's texting Erica. I had to lock my, because remember, they're staying at the same house.
Yes, I know. I know.
So, but I don't know if it's a fight. I don't know what is said.
Have to lock your bedroom door, that's pretty scary.
Yeah. I mean,
I've never had to do that.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Well, there's a whole lot of fan thoughts though.
All right.
And dive into it. And first fan thought is nobody's perfect, but Kathy's reaction to Rena was shocking. And I'm assuming she's talking about the tequila thing. And I got to agree. We talked about this earlier. Like, she overreacted. It didn't make any sense. Didn't get it.
I think it really goes down. It's a situation where when you have lived a certain lifestyle, and I think we talked about it a bit with Diana.
You mean, but you're like saying she's been entitled?
Well, not just that, but also if you have the majority of people around in your life are people that you employ.
Right.
You're used to things being a certain way. But when you are on a show like Real Housewives, you are treated like an employee.
Yeah. You have no control either.
You have absolutely zero no control. And they tell you when to get in the car, when to do stuff. What, like, you, it is a job. So it's a job. It's real life, but it is a job.
It's still a job. Right. Right.
And then, the next person is the opposite. Out of all the cocktails Rena ordered, she could have just ordered one drink with Kathy's tequila in it.
Maybe she did.
He had a shot ski late. I mean, they all were drinking.
She said, I've been wanting to taste it.
I think I got the tequila. Maybe it was pink. And honest, and she was, I looked up pink tequilas and those are supposedly the most expensive ones. Like, so it wasn't like she was shading the tequila.
Yeah. And the next one is, what the heck happened in the Sprinter van? And you know what? I'm asking the same question. I need to know.
Well, I wouldn't be shocked if the driver of that Sprinter van doesn't come forward at some point.
Oh, geez.
I mean,
don't encourage it.
I'm not encouraging it. Yeah. I'm just saying people always come out of the woodwork.
Oh yeah, they do. They do. Maybe that's
the special guest at the reunion.
But no, you know what? They have to sign.
Oh yeah.
They have to sign. They can't. They'll get in trouble. Dorit could have been better friend to Kyle. I agree. Playing both sides of that fence.
I think
to get her episiotomy stitched up.
I think Dorit and Crystal are in the same boat right now, where they are playing. They want everybody to like them within the group and also on Twitter,
which is basically the next comment. Dorit is trying to take everybody's side. Like, she's not. It's just not a good look.
It's too hard because then you know you end up getting frustrated. It's not great. The girls were rude to not go along with Kyle's itinerary.
Well, I mean, if they did, then it wouldn't have been good TV. So let's not complain.
Yeah. I understand Erica not going. Like,
yeah, but the thing is, I don't understand Dorit not going.
Yeah, she's fine with Diana. Just, you know, but did you notice that not one person asked, where's Diana?
Nope. Nobody asked. Nobody cares. Oh my God.
Okay. And then I would be sad if I brought friends to my favorite place and it went bad. Me too. And I think that
nobody wants it to go bad, but I mean, it was such a cool place to film at. And it was real. I mean, I thought it was really cool. Like, I'm like, I want to go there. So that's exciting. Ooh. Kyle was too busy and hurt to notice what was going on with Kathy and Lisa.
But also, you remember after chemo,
nothing was going on.
Yeah,
she just took a shot. God.
She just took a drink that she didn't even know Kathy's was there yet. But also, then they're all home. Remember before they even go to dinner, and it's Kathy and Kyle and Rena, and they're all just chatting in the kitchen when Kathy's like pouring the Coke.
Yeah,
they were all fine.
They were fine. That's the part that was so confusing to me.
And then why did Kathy get so upset over the tequila thing when she sat and made fun of Dorit's homeless, not toothless event?
Oh, that's a good point.
I wish I would have come up with that point.
I know. That was a good one.
It's like if you got it on these shows, like if you're going to dish it out, you have to be able to take it.
Right, right. Exactly. I mean, I have so much more to say about that right now, but I can't.
Oh, in regards to your life? Oh, you can't tell us. Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah. I mean, overall, it was a pretty great episode and definitely a huge cliffhanger. And now I'm like, I mean, Bravo did well. Like, I want more. Give me more.
Yeah, I think it's a big cliffhanger. And I think, you know, the hardest thing is when you see this start to unravel and we don't know what was said back at that house. We don't know what goes down. And I think, you know, they foreshadowed a little bit about it, but like, it's always crummy when friends fight and cry, but it's even worse when it's family. So like, I feel bad. You know, this has got to feel bad, especially having to watch back and knowing that the reunion just happened. That also.
Yeah. And another hard thing is it's really hard to explain when this happened off camera. And this is why they don't want people going out together off camera and these things, because shit does end up happening. And now they're having to find a way to put it into the show.
I'm actually surprised a producer didn't stay with them. Because normally one person will stay. Like when you broke your foot, there was a producer there. with the phone, right?
Yeah, and a lot, sometimes it's done on iPhones. So, you know, just to get some kind of footage, even if...
Yeah, like if we started arguing in a plane, there was, don't worry, there was a cell phone there filming us within seconds.
We've had cast members pick up phones when things were going on and start filming.
Yeah. So...
Doesn't make the other person very happy, though. But
I think it's going to get a little ugly, folks. It's going to get a little ugly.
And it continues, it sounds like, to the reunion.
Yeah. But I do think as we continue watching, we're going to have different opinions from week to week. We're going to understand. I do think that I can understand all sides. And same with Tam. Like, we see where the struggle is happening, but we also, like, when you watch these friend groups, I just feel like we're hitting an implosion. But
yeah, and it looked like Erica and Kyle kind of patched things up pretty quickly.
Well, I think you could tell when Kyle started the conversation with, "Can I have a hug?"
Yeah,
like that. That shows like a level of like, listen, I really love you and I care about you, but I think what you did was wrong.
Yeah. And Erica wasn't like, no, get away. She's like, yeah. Like, you could tell they're like,
true friends. And I think that's why you can separate the two things. Like, Tam, you can think that I did something wrong and you can fully believe it. Right. And you can think, you know, you can tell me it, but you can also still go, well, I love her and I care about her and she's my friend and I want to help her. There's two, they're not mutually exclusive.
Right.
No, and I think that's what the audience needs to realize is like, we all fuck up. Yes, this is on a way grander scale when it comes to Erica and she does some angry ass things, but.
But I can relate to that.
Can you recently relate to that?
I have no comment.
All right. Thanks, guys. And next week, we will be at iHeartRadio Festival. I am so excited. We're doing some fun presenting, some fun podcasts, and I will have some special guests. So stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids' SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.